This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. With an increase in the older population and an increase in the average lifespan in America, more older people are returning to the workforce. Looking at this trend, there's significant need to increase employment opportunities for people over the age of 65. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Elizabeth Yielding, retired director of the Older Worker Program, about helping older people return to the workforce.
Hi, Elizabeth. As the retired director of the Older Workers Program, what were some of the workforce needs that you identified for people over the age of 60?
People who are over the age of 60, when they work, usually prefer part-time work because they have other things to do later, and perhaps it's too difficult for them to work full-time. They need a little extra income because there's not enough available for them. And when you get them into the program, they are usually wonderful workers. They are very loyal. They are very willing to try to accommodate the people for whom they are working. And they're pretty bright, a lot of them are. But you need to be sure that you match them to their skills or to the skills you would like them to develop.
Looking at the current statistics, where in the next 10 years we will have twice the number of older adults as now, do you think the workforce needs for older people will increase?
Oh, absolutely. I certainly do. And older people will definitely need to be able to supplement their incomes. They have a lot of skills that it's a shame to just waste, like as a receptionist. Older people are wonderful as receptionists, usually. They are very capable of answering the phone, speaking very pleasantly to people, getting along with the people who show up. So they're really very excellent to have as workers in the office.
In your opinion, what can we do to make employers understand that older workers are excellent workers?
Well, the main thing you can do is to use these programs if you have them available. If they don't, it's sort of the process of educating the employers and perhaps go by and talk to them and say, would you just be willing to give this person a couple of weeks to come work for you? We could always say we'll pay their salary if you'll try them. If you didn't have that kind of program, you could say, they'll be willing to work free for a week or so if you're willing to give them a chance and see what they can do and try to help them. And that would be an excellent way. You'd have to establish a relationship with all these employers who'd be willing to do that.
Thank you. My guest for today was Ms. Elizabeth Yielding, the retired director of the Older Workers Program. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.